Dear friends, good evening, and thank you for joining us again this week for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Today, we're going to put to practice what we learned on Tuesday about the therapeutics of relaxation, which is the same thing as blue time. The material that you will be seeing on the screen is in Spanish. I will ask you to open yourself to that which is new. And before we start this exercise, because the topic is the therapeutics of relaxation, let's go ahead and close our eyes and let's start by relaxing the physical body. As part of the exercise today, by the time that we're done, we would have been able to relax the physical body, to see the relaxation of the mind, and we would have completed an exercise of retrospection in which, by embracing the principle of spontaneity, we would come to see a very peculiar event that took place today during the day. This exercise is going to help us identify those psychological aggregates that were involved in that particular circumstance. And with that identification, we will go into the comprehension of the aggregates, and we will invoke of the power of the Divine Mother to help us bring about illumination. This is what we will accomplish with the practice today. So let's go ahead and get started with the relaxation of the physical body. Let's take a deep breath in one, two, one, two. Without bringing about any tension, we will be deliberate with every exhalation to allow the physical body just to sink a little deeper on that chair. One, two. With every exhalation, we are being deliberate to allow any tension, any stress that may be lingering or flowing through the body, simply to dissipate. One, two. In the temple of the oracle at Delphi, there is an inscription that has been written on the temple, and it states, Nosce te ipsum. A man of name Thales de Mileto is the one who engraved this inscription on the temple. And even though Nosce te ipsum is literally translated as man, know thyself, the deeper message behind this is, man, know thyself and you will know the universe and the gods. The purpose of the practice of blue time, or these therapeutics of relaxation, is simply to give us the opportunity, whenever we are taking a good break during the day, at any moment where we may have the opportunity of allowing the body to lay down comfortably and perhaps rest and take a nap. for us to use that natural break from the flow of activities throughout the day, so that we can look back in greater detail at the events of the day themselves, so that we can identify with more clarity with details that are still fresh. Those psychological aggregates that have partaken of the many dramas that we live, that are responsible for the many problems that we experience in life. Nocite Ipsum is inviting of us to observe, discover, and comprehend those inferior psychological aggregates. And for the practice of this relaxation, we will always make an effort to minimize the influence of the external sensations that come into the body. It is always prudent to close our eyes. It is always prudent to minimize any auditory distractions. Classical music is a good solution for that. It is necessary to eliminate any discomforts in our physical body. Tight shoes, tight socks, a tight belt, a watch, earrings that may be too heavy. If any of those conditions exist, we take a moment and we relieve the body of those sensations. Now that we have done that, we once again seek to maintain that remembrance of self, and we take another deep breath in. 1, 2. And we invoke of our Father who is in secret by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God. We are here humbly at your presence asking for your contribution, for your powerful assistance. Help us, Father, attain a deep relaxation of the physical body. Help us to passivate our mind, to allow our mind to become serene and calm. Grant us the faculties of imagination, inspiration, and intuition, so that we may not be distracted by the appearance of things, but to see the things for what they are. So that we may understand the significance, the reason for the things, without having to rely on the logical processes of the mind. So that we may receive the spiritual significance of the events in which we are involved every day. And to relax the physical body, today we will use a technique that is practiced by all of the great masters. And we will start by projecting the pulsations of our heart from our chest onto the tip of our nose. Notice that almost immediately without having to make any effort, we naturally start experiencing the pulsations of the heart on the nose itself. And thus, we allow the heart to beat, and we focus on our breathing, and we continue breathing in through the nose, out through the nose. And after experiencing these palpitations on the tip of our nose, we gently allow them to migrate onto our right ear. And we notice how the palpitations fade away from the nose and slowly emerge on the right ear itself. And we experience this with much satisfaction. We experience this with much gratitude. And as we continue to breathe in through our nose and exhale through our nose, we allow those palpitations to migrate from our right ear onto our right hand. And we notice that the transition is almost immediate. And we are certain that the transitions take place without requiring of any effort, without requiring of any stress. And so we continue to focus on our breathing, and we make an effort to make both our inhalation and our exhalation perfectly silent. And if it isn't, that is okay as well. Because we are grateful for this new opportunity. Because we are grateful for all coming together in a single heart, as a great family. We continue breathing in through our nose, exhaling through our nose. And in that long exhalation, we allow those pulsations to go from the palm of our right hand onto our right foot. And as we continue focusing in our breathing, with every exhalation we experience those pulsations on our right foot much more noticeably. And suddenly we notice that our breathing has become completely effortless. Slowly, as we have let go of any tensions, any stress that may have existed in our right arm, our right leg, down to our right foot. As we continue focusing on our breath, and we inhale through our nose. As we exhale through our nose, in that long exhalation, we allow for those pulsations to go from our right foot onto our left foot. With every exhalation, we allow those pulsations to become more noticeable. Because with every exhalation, we allow for any tension or any stress to simply dissipate. With great satisfaction for the progress that we have made thus far, we continue focusing on our breath. And as we inhale through our nose and exhale through our nose, in that long, deep, and gentle exhalation, we allow those pulsations to go from our left foot onto our left hand. And by now, our physical body is feeling so relaxed that we naturally start feeling that gentle vibration that comes from the relaxation itself. If at any moment we notice any part of our body has regained some tension, we immediately ask of our innermost, Divine Father, we ask of you that you bring back our previous state of relaxation into our body. And as we continue focusing in our breathing, as we inhale through our nose and exhale through our nose, we allow those pulsations to go from our left hand onto our left ear. And by now we know that the way to make these pulsations more prominent, the more we allow any tension that may exist in our jaw, or in our tongue, or in our lips, to dissipate, the clearer becomes the pulsation on the ear. The more we allow for the relaxation in our eyes and our eyelids, the more we relax the muscles in our forehead, the clearer the sensation of the pulsations in our ear. And focusing on long, gentle exhalations, we allow those pulsations to go from our left ear back onto the tip of our nose. And in gratitude and gratefulness for this moment, we take a deep breath in through our nose. And as we exhale, we allow those pulsations to once again dissipate throughout all of the body. And we experience the sensation of relaxation that comes from this exercise. And we are certain that we can always invoke it at any given time, whether today or in the upcoming days. With our body in a relaxed state, it is prudent that we become aware of what is our emotional state. And it is likely that some will be experiencing some sort of joy from the many small victories they would have experienced today. And we experience that joy in those small victories with much gratitude. Others may feel content with their current situations. Others may find themselves a little indifferent. Some others may be experiencing, perhaps, some traces of the fear that comes from uncertainty. Because we're all living on challenging times. Others may feel that though their body is relaxed, that inside of them there is still the effect of those residual resentments or frustrations of the day. But the important thing is that we contemplate our emotional state the same way that we contemplate a beautiful sunset. The purpose is not to justify it or deny it. Certainly not to hide it. But to be aware of it. Because we know very well that we must be grateful. Grateful for the good as much as the bad fortune. Grateful because we can always make the most of our circumstances. And having relaxed our physical body, being aware of our emotional state, we will seek to bring the calmness of the mind. And today we will chant the mantra, Om Masi Padme Jom. 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 Om Masi Padme Padme Jom. Om Masi Padme Jom. Sanyasi Padme Yom. Om Masi Padme Yom. Om Masi Padme. We open ourselves to that which is known. We embrace the principle of spontaneity. We empower that fraction of free consciousness that exists incarnated in each and every one of us to be present, active. And we make use of a powerful koan, an enigmatic phrase that can lead the mind to fall on its knees and surrender all of its projections. Who mentions the name of the Buddha? Who mentions the name of the Buddha? Who mentions the name of the Buddha? Focus on your breath. Who mentions the name of the Buddha? Who mentions the name of the Buddha? Relax your eyes. who mentions the name of the Buddha. And in this very deep state of relaxation, we initiate our retrospection. We maintain our eyes relaxed. And we allow ourselves to revisit, in reverse, this day from this very moment backwards. Embrace the principle of spontaneity for that particular event that would emerge as the event of interest. As the consciousness intuitively knows what is that particular event of interest, we revisit the event and we allow it to flow uninterrupted through the screen of the mind. We limit ourselves to focus on our breathing. as we revisit this event. It is important that we understand how that psychological aggregate affects our thinking, how it affects our emotions, how it even affects our body and our habits. We empower the consciousness through the faculties of inspiration and intuition so that we may comprehend how this defect affects us at the level of the mind, the heart, and the physicality. As we gain the comprehension on how this defect affects our thoughts, our emotions, and our habits, we empower the consciousness to confront the effects of its own creations and clearly see through the faculty of inspiration, the spiritual reality of this defect. To see how it becomes a hindrance, an obstacle, towards the awakening of the consciousness itself. Allow yourself to see this defect personified in your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. Allow yourself to contemplate the effect of that particular defect in your interactions with others. Allow yourself to use your faculty of objective imagination to see this defect sitting in the bench of the accused. And being certain of the spiritual reality of this defect. Being certain of its fragility, of its fears, of the inferior effects it causes. We invoke of our Divine Mother. Divine Mother, we ask of you, we beg of you with our soul and our heart, that you take your flaming spear of arrows, and that you help us by reducing this defect unto a cosmic dust. We ask, Divine Mother, that you liberate this consciousness, and we ask of this in your holy name. So be it. As you experience the principle of spontaneity, you will experience how your Divine Mother comes unto your vision. You will experience how your Divine Mother becomes revealed. And as our Divine Mother reduces that defect unto a cosmic dust, we notice on her delicate hands a small particle of light, the size of a grain of sand, that shines with the splendor of 1,000 suns. And in her infinite love and kindness, she deposits that back onto the temple of your heart. Divine Mother, we're infinitely grateful for this opportunity. We are infinitely grateful for your assistance. Infinitely grateful for your unconditional love. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for this opportunity. We give you infinite thanks for your contribution. give you infinite thanks for giving us the opportunity to work as a family, united in a single heart, towards the elimination of our defects. May all of this materialize. May all of this crystallize according to the will of the great law. Amen. Dear friends, maintaining that remembrance of self, we invite you to take a deep breath in 1, 2, gently wiggle your fingers. And very well. That has been our practice today on how is it that we can make a good use of those few moments of relaxation to still relax the body, empower the consciousness, and work on the elimination of our defects. So, dear friends, this has been our Gnostic Lab for this week on the therapeutics of relaxation or blue time. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We sure hope that this was a very fruitful exercise for you. To everyone, a great weekend, and may all beings be happy.